Welcome to the Priority Now podcast, encouraging women to become better disciples of Jesus. Priority Now is hosted by Carmen Halsey of the Illinois Baptist State Association.
Hi, ladies. This is Carmen, and we want to welcome you to this week's Priority Podcast. Our guest this week is Mary Seltzer. Many of you already know Mary, consider her a friend. I know I definitely do. Mary has been in our state with us training on more than one occasion now. Mary is a leadership coach. She's also a pastor's wife, and I consider her a friend. I met Mary through National WMU at a coaching clinic that they hosted a few years back, and so she comes at us today so I can just talk to her as a friend, but ask her to speak into us from that coach role and that disciple of Jesus. And can I say this, a sister in Christ. So Mary, we are glad you're with us.
Hey, greetings to all of you. I'm really excited to be here with you today. Thank God for technology and for the ability to just be creative in these times.
Mary, tell us, as disciples of Jesus who are trying to follow Christ, you know, finding ourselves waking up every morning to these uncertain circumstances, how would you speak into us? What are some practical things or intentional things we can do to make sure that we're seeking out answers from God's word to help us connect the dots and make sense of what's going on in our surroundings, in our everyday environments?
Yeah, so the time we're in right now is obviously the coronavirus, and people are quarantined and people are just kind of panicking. The jobs issue, economy, and, you know, and all those different things going on. And I think what really struck me was a reminder of a question in Jeremiah chapter 2. And it's a question that nobody asked, but it's stated in that chapter two times. And the question is, where is the Lord? But it says the priest didn't ask and the people didn't ask, where is the Lord? And I think that question is really significant if no one asked it, but God took time to record it. And I think what we as believers need to do now is take our eyes off the economy, take our eyes off coronavirus, take our eyes off everything that seems to be so unsettling, and just maybe take a step back or a step up, if you will, and just ask, where is the Lord in this? And just ask God to maybe give us a fresh revelation of who he is and what he's wanting to do. And I think what we'll see is God uses situations like this, I think, to test us. I think he wants to test our character. I think one of the ways he tests our character is to see how we react or respond when a crisis happens, when our world seems to be falling apart. And if we begin to crumble, and if we freak out immediately, it kind of means that our depth of character isn't quite as deep as it should be. And so I think maybe as we go through this time, just asking God how he can deepen and strengthen our character. I think a lot of that has to do with our attitude. I think this is a time when, I mean, if you remember 9/11, people, they were just driven to be at the church, and there was something that just kind of drew them. And I think now even people are just being drawn, but I think people are watching our attitude and our response. And I think that's really, it's really important. It's kind of enhances our credibility in the world. So I'm thinking there's a story in, I think it's in Mark chapter 8 or chapter 9. The disciples had really just kind of had a really crummy day that day. And if you read the chapter, it's like about 50 verses long. But at the very end of that chapter, Jesus asked this question. He says, so salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? And then he says, have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. And I think when the Lord calls us to be the salt of the earth, it's not just a matter of enhancing the flavor or increasing the thirst of people. But in those days, in Bible days, salt was a very valuable thing. It was almost like a monetary thing. You could buy things with salt. You could exchange, you know, to us, we think of salt as something we just kind of put on our mashed potatoes to enhance the flavor. But salt in those days was very valuable and it had credibility. And I think if we kind of reworded Jesus' question, credibility is good, but if you lose your credibility, can you gain your credibility? And so I think what we need to do first within the body of believers is encourage one another, connect with each other, support each other. But I think in the world, I think we need to be very careful of what our attitude and our response is, that we don't complain, we're not panicking, we're not anxious, but we actually can carry the presence of Jesus wherever we are. And people will be drawn not just to the church building like they were in 9/11, but they will be drawn to the Lord through us as we carry his presence.
So Mary, you referenced 9/11, how people responded to the crisis. They came to the church, but soon after 9/11 had passed and was in our rearview mirror, it didn't take long for folks to pull back away from the church and back into everyday life. So from your coaching approach, meaning how do we help somebody go from where they're at forward so we move forward proactively, what are some things that we can do to be intentional to help ourselves, but to help other people also not go back to the way things were before COVID?
Yeah, right. Well, that's a really good question. I think, you know, we can have our normal routine. And I think, well, let me just say how I start the day. And so in the morning, you know, before I even, when I'm just kind of waking up, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to be doing, who I'm going to be coaching, what class I'm going to be teaching or whatever. And so I'm praying for wisdom. And I find that the more I do that, I get into that habit every morning before I even get out of bed. And then just setting a time aside where you meet with God. I'm a morning person. I get up like 4:30 in the morning. I know to some people, they think that's terrible. Some people are like, you know, 11 o'clock at night, they connect with God. To me, I would think that would be terrible. So we need to know kind of how we're wired. And then I think when challenging times come, small, great, whatever, I think if we could just before we have a knee-jerk reaction, before we get emotional, before we freak out, if we could just teach ourselves to pause for a second and just say, God, you were not taken by surprise. So show me what you want me to learn through this and help me to apply it. And there's something about immediately calling on God that will begin to bring us peace. I mean, if he's the Prince of Peace, he's the giver of peace, he's the inventor of peace. And I think sometimes we surrender more to our emotions than we do surrendering to the peace of God. And I think it's just going to be an intentional thing that we try to see God in everything, but we have to ask him where he is. We need to seek and find out where he is. And it's one thing when life is going pretty well, and, you know, things are, you know, the kids are all, they're all healthy. They're all on the honor roll. We're paying our bills. Everything is great. The sun's out. You know, the temperature is 72 and, you know, life is wonderful. That's one thing. But then when things start to, you know, the kids start getting sick and someone gets laid off, that's the moment where we need to stop and ask God, God, where are you in this? And what are you wanting me to learn and help me to be a quick learner?
Mary, one last question. What do you tell yourself? What are you telling the person looking back at you in the mirror about what's happening in our culture today, what's surrounding us in the news? And when you open up the blinds in the morning and what's the headlines of the newspaper?
Yeah. I don't know that I talk to myself in the mirror, but that's a good visual for me to think about. I think just saying I'm confident in who I am in Christ. And the fact that God has called me to do a work for him, I think is very humbling, but it's very empowering. And so that assures me that God must see something in me that I don't even see myself. And just having that realization and knowing that, here's really the bottom line when you think about it. God trusts us more than we trust him. So the fact that the Almighty God would give to us the opportunity to evangelize the world, to minister to other people, when he could have very easily sent angels to do that, because scripture says that angels are more than eager to do God's bidding. And the fact that God would trust us every day to carry out his will, I think, is humbling and empowering and really very exciting.
Mary, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today and speaking into us. And I know that you've done some training for us at this year's Priority Conference, and we're grateful for that. And I just hope to see you back in our state soon. So blessings, friend. And to our friends out in Illinois, I just remind you, be on the journey with us. You know, make sure you're connected. Connect to us on our Facebook page, Illinois Baptist Women, or follow us on the web, IBSA/women. And this is the time to invite your friends in so that we can just get to know each other and just help with that, sharing stories and equipping each other to be successful and be women that are thriving. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Priority Now podcast. Please continue to join us on the journey to know Christ and make him known.